Today on Real Life Radio.
A lot of people today talk about self-esteem. They just need more self-esteem. That is one of the biggest lies given to us. You want to know why? For you to nurture self-esteem is to focus on yourself, and it's to go against the exact same prescription Jesus gave you to have a joy-filled life. Did you know that you and I have the most joy-filled life when we are living for the betterment of other people?
Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called The End, Part 3, continues a series called Combat Faith, a study in 2 Peter. The end of the world as we know it cannot be avoided, but we can prepare for it. Peter has only a little time left before he himself will be crucified for his faith in Jesus Christ. So his final warning is to prepare us for the danger of only knowing who Jesus is and not having a relationship with him. You see, in the insanity of this world, there is one thing that stands forever: the Bible. Scripture will never pass away and will continue to guide us and reveal to us the things yet to come. There is no other book that was written by the will of any man, but by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So on this part of today's message, Pastor Jack goes on to say that as Christ followers, we're to be living in the light of our new home, where Jesus is going to make all things new. In just knowing this, our joy is full. Our mission to share God's love keeps us motivated, and our faith gives us a reason to live. And now in his message called The End, Part 3, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
And so maybe a husband or a wife laments, "Why is this happening to me?" And yet, as an outsider, I hear them say, "I pray all the time for them." Could it be that in the wisdom of God, that is exactly what's needed in your life to cause you to be close to Jesus? It sounds kind of cruel, but he knows us. And of course, he's never cruel. What about physical challenges? "Oh, I've had this problem, I've had this cancer, I've had this disease, I've had this sickness." What about that? Have you noticed how close you are to God because of it? Is God willing and able to allow you to go through sufferings to the point that that is the very prescription he knows in his wisdom to keep you at the throne? There's a beautiful family here with baby G. We call her baby G. And the day baby G was born, she was born with vaginal cancer. And she's had reconstructive surgery. She's almost four and a half. And that I have literally lost count of how many surgeries she has had at world-renowned hospitals. When that baby was born, mom and dad's lives were placed on hold. And when you see a picture of baby G, she's got tubes and she's got scars and she's got things. And when the camera comes out, she'll stand there and smile. And you hear the pain and the endurance of mom and dad. How do you answer that? "I can't. Only this. God says he loves us. God says this world's going to come to an end and eternity is going to be worth it all. And that baby G's ministry, she may not preach to thousands and she may not go to the mission fields of India. God is using that little girl to minister to mom and dad to keep them at the throne. And don't you dare question him or them. God knows exactly what you and I need to experience to keep us at the throne." It's true for all of us. Listen, it could be financial stress. Financial stress. You go look online and you look at the average household income of Chino Hills, for example, and it's one of the tops in the state and highly desirable place to live and all this stuff. And you look at these areas and we live in an affluent area. And you might be here today and you're saying, "Well, I'm not affluent and I love the Lord." I'm not doubting that you love the Lord. You see, "Jack, we work our tails off just to get the month to come together at the end." Are you willing to let God be God in your life to the point that you're here at this church because he uses you to minister to the hearts of people who have much, to say to them, bless them. You don't think it's anything to go out to lunch with somebody that you meet in the parking lot, because that's how this all works, you know. I'm convinced that's why Satan doesn't want churches meeting, because you get to know one another, love each other, and find out, hey, what's your name? What's the deal? What's the story? Oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. One thing comes out after another. We're just, you know what? We're looking for a fourth tire for our car. We've been trying to save up for that. We need to get this tire for our car. And oh, really? Well, I'd love to get that tire for you. In fact, let's get four new tires for you. You know that happens here all the time? And the ones who wanted a tire are super blessed with three extras. And they're ministered to by God. And the one doing the ministering is blessed by God. Everybody's blessed. You're here in a body of believers, and God wants to use you exactly where you stand. And he's so faithful. Fourth and finally, look at verse 13. The end is coming, and you and I know that his joy awaits. And I want to be careful how I teach this, how the fact that his joy awaits us. We're going to go to joy, people. Heaven. You ever stop to read about it? When's the last time you meditated on the attributes of heaven? Why not? You're going there. You know, have you ever looked for a new home? Or maybe you just want to, are you like Lisa and I? If we see model homes, we want to pull in. We're not buying it. We just want to see look at the wallpaper and look at that. And we never do anything about it, but it's just like, oh, that's nice. It's amazing what people can do. I still can't get past the fake fruit. It looks so real to me. You're going to heaven. What do you know about it? You're going to move in. What do you know about it? Have you stopped to look at the brochure? Book of Revelation tells us there's horses in heaven. I'm not a big fan of horses, but most of you are. And apparently my mind will be changed. I told you before, it's pure intimidation because they're stronger than me. I don't like that. And they're smarter than I am. A horse is smart. They look at you and there's like, and you know they're smart because they know, this guy's afraid of me. As soon as I get him, as soon as he gets on me, I'm going to throw him off. They know that. How do they know that? They can read it. There's horses in heaven. When there's a new heaven and a new earth, there's animals. You ever stop to that? There's going to be, the lion's going to lay down with the lamb. There's going to be rivers. You ever think about that? See, we have this thing in our mind that it's all white. It's white. We're in heaven. Don't make any noise. We're in heaven. You need to read the Bible. The Bible says it's loud there. The Bible says that there's angels shouting, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Every time that happens, the 24 elders fall on their face. They cast their crowns before the Lord. They're worshiping God. The heavenly host praises him. The Bible says they're singing. The Bible says when God speaks, his voice is the sound of a great waterfall when he speaks. Heaven's going to be radical. It's going to be amazing. You're going there. What do you know about it? It's going to be amazing. Joy awaits us. The Bible says in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. But we have to be careful. Yeah, there is joy that awaits us, but we have to be biblically accurate and honest. Jesus said when he was on earth, the kingdom of God is near you. And then when somebody accepted his message, Jesus said, the kingdom of God is in you. And the evidence was changed lives. They had joy. I'm not talking happiness. Happiness is okay. Joy never changes. Joy is a divine blessing that's given to you when you understand who you are in Christ. Joy transcends the things that are going on in your life. I'm happy when things are good. I'm not happy when things are not good. Joy is not affected by either one. And God gives his joy. Brings us confidence. Will you write that down? Confidence. In verse 13, it says, nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. He sounds like Abraham. And we're on the same course. So we have his confidence, joy of having his confidence. God wants you to be confident in him, not in yourself. Big difference. A lot of people today talk about self-esteem. They just need more self-esteem. That is, listen, that is one of the biggest lies given to us. You want to know why? For you to nurture self-esteem is to focus on yourself, and it's to go against the exact same prescription Jesus gave you to have a joy-filled life. Did you know that you and I have the most joy-filled life when we are living for the betterment of other people? Imagine if the bozos in Portland would stop rioting and start mowing grandma's lawn. Think of it. Burning down buildings, throwing rocks through glass. Hey, what if they were to apply what God says is right, that you and I would love one another? And then listen, the confidence of God comes into your life because the joy of the Lord captivates you. It changes you. His confidence is there. There's a craving. Listen, because heaven is where you're going, the end for the believer is a delight. Let me put these words out to you. All of them, listen, all of them, you'd be interested to find out. They're actually words that are interpreted by their context. You and I have been programmed to think negative. Don't think that. These same words apply regarding heaven. Did you know that you should have a craving for heaven? You should crave heaven. Number two, did you know that you should have a longing for heaven? Three, are you sitting down? The same word that applies to lust, that burning passion, the word lust, we have a burning passion for heaven. Do you have a passion burning? Do you have a healthy craving to see Jesus and to see his heaven? The more that the Bible gets inside of you, the more confident you'll be regarding that. Here's the reason why. This is why you can be confident. Jeremiah 33, 16. In those days, I love that. It's a timestamp. In those days, Judah will be saved. Jerusalem will dwell safely. This is the millennium. And this is the name by which she, Jerusalem, will be called. The Lord, our righteousness. Jehovah Tsidkenu. The Lord, our. Look at it. Our righteousness. Get this and have joy. Your righteousness and mine will not be in heaven. Thank God it won't make it. That's why if you're trying to get to heaven on your own righteousness, you're in deep trouble. It's his righteousness. Listen, Jerusalem's going to be labeled the Lord his righteousness. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah that there'll be horses in the millennium and they'll have, help me, I don't do horses. Yeah, this thing to the ears, down to the jaw, bridles. It says that there'll be inscribed on the bells of the horses, holiness unto the Lord. The Bible says in the millennium, the pots and pans under them or around them will have holiness unto the Lord in the millennium. It's his righteousness. Psalm 9, verse 8, he shall judge the world in righteousness. That's good news. Don't we need that today? Our judges have lost their minds. Sorry, we have a state judge here that's brilliant. Don't get me wrong. I'll look over here. Not all judges are bad. Some have loved Jesus and walked with him for decades and have been here for decades. But our nation needs help. The Bible says in Isaiah 11, 4, he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and he will, with his breath of his lips, he will slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist. Amazing. Final verse here, Isaiah 45, 8. The Bible says, rain down, you heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open. Like, you thought on Friday night, maybe, that the earth might open, depending upon where you lived. Let them bring forth salvation and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. And then next is the joy. We're almost done, I promise. The joy of knowing his desire. Confidence, his joy, his desire, joy. 2 Peter 3:13 says, looking for the new heavens and the new earth. Just think of it. Your eyesight. You know how much you love your eyesight? It's one of the most precious things you possess. Think of it. Seeing, hearing. What you see. Notice that when you see something, it's like, wow. Do you know those moments when there's just something special? Like, first of all, after these weeks and weeks and weeks of fire, smoke, coverage, that the other day we had our first sunrise that you could see. And I stopped. I stood in the front of the house out on the street. And I said, thank you. It became precious. My eyes saw it. The things you hear. Not too long ago, I was at the beach and I was sitting and I looked out. I was alone. I looked out. I remember praying. I was praying for California. And I looked out. Now, this is no big deal. This is normal. I saw a dolphin going by just beyond the waves. That's normal for us. Southern California has the largest dolphin pods in the world. We have megapods. Did you know that? Where there's 3, 5, 7,000 dolphin in one family, one group. It's common. People come from all over the world to look at that. They weren't doing that. They weren't doing this. They were dancing and goofing off and flipping around. And I've lived here all my life. I hadn't seen that going on. It was like going to SeaWorld. Wow. And for a moment, the Lord was just speaking to my heart. I got this. Jack, I got this. It was personal. It was in an instant. If things like this happen here and now in this fallen world, and we're going to heaven, there's so much that he's given us just a little glimpse of. If you think this is something, you ain't seen nothing yet. It's where you're going. It's coming. It's going to be awesome. His desire is to have you there. You know, when you find something really cool, don't you want to share it with people? And then finally, he ends with possessing his righteousness is what he's talking about there, in which righteousness dwells. Well, what are we talking about? Eternity with God, heaven. What dwells there? Righteousness. Rightness. What do you think about righteousness? Righteousness, it seems like every week this world is less interested in righteousness. It seems to be more excited about anarchy. You know why? This thing's approaching what Peter's been warning about. You have to be blind to not see this. You can feel it. Can you not, Christian? You sense it? Something's up. Something big's coming. Don't know what it is, but it's coming. And it's his righteousness. Jesus died on the cross for your sins. You have to choose to believe that or not based upon scripture. The Bible says he died for your sins. And he rose again from the dead for your justification. He did it. And he wants to give you his righteousness. You can't be in heaven without it. Boy, did I get a lecture last service. I mentioned a song. That's what I get for departing from my notes. I mentioned a song at this moment that Rod Stewart sings and Kenny Rankin sung. I think the Beatles might have performed it a few times. I had thought Kenny Rankin had written this song. And it turns out that Mayfield, what's his name? Curtis Mayfield, just for the record. I don't want to get sued or anything. Curtis Mayfield is responsible for the song. It's called People Get Ready. Anybody remember that song? People Get Ready, there's a train a-coming. It's picking up passengers from coast to coast. And that beautiful song goes on to say, you don't need a ticket. You just need to trust the Lord and get on board. Why don't you need a ticket? Because he bought it. He buys because it's his righteousness. And this is the biggest stumbling block for us. You mean I'm supposed to trust Jesus to get me to heaven? Because he did it all? Yep. Well, I find that offensive. Why? Because I want to do something. Then go find something else. Because you're stuck on you. Really, it's flesh. No, get on board. You see people in life, Come on, get on board. We're going. Whoa, where? Come on, it's good. It's awesome. It's going to be amazing. And then the train starts moving. And they're kind of walking along. So, but where are we stopping? Just get on and find out. Come on, let's go. And it's picking up speed. And they're like, so I don't know. You know, should I? What? I don't know. And then they dilly-dally around until it's going too fast, and then they can't catch it. You see that in love movies where the woman and they're hanging, come on, just see. Guy can't make up his mind. It's like, man, turn the channel. This is ridiculous. Run, Forrest, run. Get on the train. That's for some of you. Get on the train. What are you doing? You don't want to talk about it. Get on. You can learn all about it. Just get on. We're running out of time. It's never been this late before. He's coming back. Most of us are going to heaven. Are you coming with us? It's going to be amazing. You should come. You should come. Father, we praise you. We thank you, God. Even in your Bible tells us in the book of Romans that nature itself groans, waiting for the redemption of the sons of men. Nature is under the curse of our sin. You're coming back. You're going to make things so amazing. And we thank you, Lord, for that. But above all things, Lord, we know that none of the blessings are available to us except through Jesus Christ. Yes, that is narrow. Yes, it's exclusive. Yes, there's only one way, because God only came once in a human suit, in human skin, to live a perfect life because we can't, to die on the cross for our sins because our death is unacceptable. But because he was holy, pure, our atoning work, our righteousness, the grave could not hold him, said the Bible. And he rose from the dead as the Bible said he would. And to put your faith and trust in him brings you a transformed life, body, soul, and spirit. Ultimately, in the end, every single one of us who trust you, everything just gets more awesome. Until one day, after we have breathed our last breath in this world, and we stand before you, we will see the fulfillment of your entire word, the Bible, completely. As Jesus said, heaven and earth may pass away, and will, but not one word will pass away. So Father, today, may people choose to trust you now.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio in his message called The End, Part 3. Thanks for listening today. The End, Part 3 is part of Pastor Jack's series called Combat Faith, a study in 2 Peter. It's a series about the Apostle Peter, whose life was transformed by the salvation of Jesus Christ, and whose passion was to live out his faith as a messenger of the gospel. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio. Hey, we're excited to announce that Pastor Jack is going to be hosting another Bible prophecy conference. It's called Behold He Comes. Special guests, Jan Markell, Amir Sarfati, and Pastor Barry Stagner. And you are invited to join us through our exclusive live stream pass. Now, the streaming pass gives you special access to watch the conference live on Saturday, September 11th, and includes 2 hours of additional pre-recorded interviews, teachings, and backstage access with the speakers for a $5 purchase. By the way, also Spanish and Mandarin Chinese translations are available. If you'd like more information and to get your streaming pass, simply visit beholdhecomes.org. We also have a special opportunity available for churches that would like to host this conference through a live simulcast event with their congregations to watch the conference together. Now, if your church is interested in hosting the Behold He Comes Prophecy Conference, or to find a church in your area hosting the event, simply visit beholdhecomes.org. That's beholdhecomes.org. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.